Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan, and today we have a Jack Benny-themed program for you. We're going to start off with The Jack Benny Show itself from 11-4 of 45.
Benny program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack sick in bed, suffering from the shock of last week's harrowing events.
How do you feel, boss?
No.
It's a whole week now, and the police still haven't found the man who robbed you.
Quiet. Quiet, Polly. This is all Steve Bradley's fault, a fine press agent. Rochester, hand me my sympathy soothing syrup. Please.
Your sympathy soothing syrup?
Yes, it's in that bottle over there. The label reads Yatapamus. Sympathy spelled backwards is Yatapamus.
I know. Doggone, boss, I think you're taking too much of those spell backward medicines.
Why?
You're the only man I know who sleeps with his feet on the pillow.
Well, I just thought the change would do me good. Turn on the radio, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, there's a happy man in Hollywood tonight. Oh, yes, Jack Benny, star of radio and movies, still has most of the $646,000. True, he may have been robbed of the trifling sum of $10,000. But despite his tightwad reputation, Jack Benny has taken his loss like a genuine sport. There's a happy man in Hollywood tonight.
Turn it off, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
If I told Steve Bradley once, I told him 1,000 times I only dreamt I won that money. He made a big publicity stunt out of it. And what happens? I get robbed. That's what happens. I get robbed.
There's a happy man in Hollywood tonight. Happy man.
Polly, quiet. Gee, Rochester, it's awful to be sick in bed. It's so boring.
I'm sorry, boss. I've done the best I can to keep you entertained.
I know. Here, Rochester, blow me some more bubbles. Go ahead.
It's me, man. It's Steve Bradley.
Oh, now look, Steve.
Yes, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Your picture's in every paper in the country. Well, the whole nation's talking about you. What other guy would have the good luck to be robbed of $10,000?
Good luck.
Why, I've given you a whole new personality. I've made you the new Jack Benny. You're no longer Benny the tightwad, Benny the skinflint, Benny the miser.
Benny the miser, Benny the miser.
Quiet, Polly. Rochester, give him a cracker or something.
I'll give him a caramel. That'll keep his mouth shut. Yeah.
Now, what were you saying, Steve?
I was telling you, with all the publicity you're getting out of it, this robbery was the best thing that ever happened to you.
It is?
Why, certainly. You're getting more publicity out of this than if you were signed up to fight Joe Louis.
Joe Louis? I wouldn't fight Joe Louis.
You better grab him now while he's out of condition.
Oh, stop, will you?
Well, I got to run along now, Benny. Just dropped by to tell you that a reporter from the United Press will be dropping in on you for an interview.
A newspaper man?
Yes, and remember, Benny, not a word about that dream. Everybody thinks you won that $646,000. You got to keep believing it now, no matter what happens. So long!
Well, maybe he's right. But that other silly thing about wanting me to fight Joe Louis... I'm not in condition either. Gee, if I... Polly. Polly, please be quiet. Please. Daddy's sick. Rochester, get me my... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Gee, you look bad.
Thanks. Fine thing to say to a poor, sick man.
Oh, Jack, don't be so irritable.
Well, my goodness, Mary, you'd be irritable, too, if you were robbed of $10,000.
But it's only money. You don't have to be so upset about it.
I'm not upset.
Then why don't you take that wreath off your door?
I didn't put it there.
Anyway, Jack, you're still ahead $636,000. Why worry about $10,000?
I'm not worrying. Rochester, go in the kitchen and get some plates so we can serve the fruit Miss Livingston brought.
But, Jack, I didn't bring any fruit.
You knew I was sick. Well, Rochester, bring some fruit anyway. What have we got?
Grapes.
Grapes? Good, I'll have six. How many will you have, Mary?
I'll have...
They're the large ones. Go ahead, Rochester. Bring him in.
Okay, boss. I better bring a couple of spares.
Oh, Jack, I got a letter from Mama this morning.
You did? Well, what does the baby schnook of Plainfield have to say? Go ahead, Mary. Read it.
My darling daughter, Mary, the whole family listened to Gabriel Heater's program the other night and was so thrilled to hear about Jack winning all that money. Please send us all the details, as we didn't hear the finish of the program. The owner came back and made us get out of his car.
Serves him right for sitting in Mildred's Piers.
Hey. Hey! Oh, boy, Mildred's Piers. Oh, boy, that's a good one. Gee, Mildred's Piers.
I must save that for the program.
I'll have Rochester put it on ice.
Go ahead with the letter.
Your sister Babe has given up her job in the tuna cannery and gone back to her first love, the stage.
Oh, fine.
She's working at the local theater, and when she heard about Jack winning all that money, she got so excited she fell off the runway.
I knew she could do it.
Your Uncle Lou would like to know if Jack would invest some of his winnings in his new invention.
Invention?
Your Uncle Lou has developed an explosive more powerful than the atomic bomb and has had one successful experiment. However, he needs money for a new factory, as the old one hasn't come down yet.
What a guy.
We'll close now with love from your mother, Leilani Livingston. We pay track odds.
We pay track odds?
Mama used her business stationery.
Oh, what a corny letter. Say, Mary, turn on the radio and see what's on, will you?
Okay.
Mildred's Pierce. Oh, boy, that was a humdinger, wasn't it?
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing things that I have never heard, and a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Mildred Spears. Oh, boy, that was a dilly, was it?
Say, Jack, that sounded like Larry Stevens.
Yeah, probably one of his records.
How you feeling now, boss?
Oh, just about the same.
You want me to get some more ice?
No, I've got plenty.
You want me to call the drugstore for some more medicine?
No, I got plenty.
You want me to call the Red Cross for some more blood?
No, I don't want to wear out my welcome. I guess I'll be all right if I rest.
Oh, by the way, boss, a telegram just came for you.
Who's it from? Read it, Mary.
Okay. It's from Fred Allen.
Oh. What does Smellbound have to say?
It says, Dear Jack, just learned that you were robbed of $10,000. If you find the dirty crook that did it, please let me know, as I would like to have him as a guest star on my program. We'll do the broadcast from San Quentin if necessary.
What a smart aleck. I can't wait till I do my next broadcast so I can beat into that Mildred Pierce joke.
Mildred Pierce, that's a goodie. Yes, sir.
Rochester, answer the door.
I heard the man!
Doggone, that parrot sure gets on my nerves shooting off his mouth. I wonder if a Mickey Finn works on birds. Oh, well. Well, hello, Mr. Harris, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Rochester.
Hello, Roch. How's the high command?
He's feeling a little better, I think. Here's his room, gentlemen. Now, don't excite him.
Well, hello, boy.
Hello, Mary.
Hiya, Livy. Hello, Jackson. Feel any better since you lost that $10,000? Hey, Jackson, you better watch that cough. You might get pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
Yeah, I had to leave school once on account of pneumonia. I couldn't spell it. Oh, Harris, you ought to be twins. You bring such joy to these shut-ins. You...
Phil, I'm sick enough. Mary, pull the cover up a little, will you? I feel like I'm getting another chill.
Say, Jackson, if you're having chills, I know the very thing for you.
What?
A rum flip.
No, Phil, I don't think I want anything.
Well, they're really great. You see, the egg in it gives you strength and the sugar gives you energy.
What does the rum do?
It gives you ideas about what to do with the strength and energy.
There's someone at the door, Rochester. I'll get it.
Why don't you sit down, fella?
Say, Jack, why don't you give him your Mildred Pierce joke?
I will not. I'm saving that baby for myself. Leave me.
Oh, boss.
What is it, Rochester?
There's a detective here, and he wants to talk to you alone.
A detective?
Yes, sir. Here he is.
Oh.
Come on, kids. We'll go out in the kitchen and make some coffee.
Okay.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Benny. I'm Inspector Flanagan. Hey, you was robbed Saturday night, so they put me on the case to ask you some questions.
Well, come right over here, Inspector, and sit down by the bed.
Thanks.
It must be tough for you to follow anybody. what do you want to know, Inspector?
Wait till I get out my pencil. There. Now, where was you on the night of June the 23rd?
June the 23rd? What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. We always ask that question.
Oh.
Now, this mug what stuck you up, what did it look like?
Well, he had one cauliflower ear, his nose was broken, a big scar across the right side of his face, and a large mole on his chin.
Any identifying marks? Look, Mr. Benny, one more thing. Did you...
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, is this Benny?
Yes.
Now listen, Benny, if anybody's there, don't let on who you're talking to.
What?
This is the guy that stuck you up.
Holy cow!
And I'm calling to warn you, don't say a word, see?
But look,
hey, have any coppers been nosing around asking you questions?
Well, yes. In fact, there's one here now.
What?
I said there's one here now.
Well, you better not tell him what I look like or anything else. You do, I'll fill you so full of lead you'll need 35 pallbearers.
35? My goodness, I only have a few friends.
So remember, keep keep your mouth shut, Benny, or your life ain't worth a plug dime.
Yeah, well, thank you, thank you. That's a deal. It's nice of you to call. I will. Goodbye.
What was that?
A friend of mine called to cheer me up.
I thought I heard you say there's one here now.
One here now?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh. Oh, that was my Chinese laundry man. One here now. You know, he's got that little place on 3rd.
I thought Greenberg was on 3rd.
No, look, this is Main and 3rd.
Oh. Well, I got all the dope I need. I'll be getting along now, Mr. Perry.
You know, that description I gave you of the bandit wasn't exactly accurate.
No,
I remember now. He didn't have a mole on his chin or a broken nose or a scar. In fact, this mug, he looked a lot like Roddy McDowell.
Oh, well, I gotta go, but you can rest assured, Mr. Bennington, I'll be on the case day and night.
Well, don't work too hard, Inspector. Goodbye. Oh, what an awful mess I'm in now. All because I dreamt I won $646,000. Oh, well, I got to go through with it. Will you take my temperature? The thermometer's on the table.
All right, Jack. Now open your mouth.
Ah.
Wider.
Ah.
No use, Jack. It won't go in your mouth. I'll have to take the thermometer off the calendar.
Never mind. Just hand me an aspirin, will you?
Well, I think I better say goodbye now, Jack. I've got to get home for dinner.
Why don't you stay here, Mary? We're just going to have a little broth and some rice.
We're running out of rice, boss.
We are? Well, Rochester, tomorrow you better go down to the market and get another 100 pounds.
Okay, I'll take the rickshaw.
Well, I'm going, Jack. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. So long, Mary.
Chop, chop.
Before I go down and fix dinner, is there anything you want me to do up here?
No. Say, Rochester, how come we're so low on... Oh, Rochester, that's probably the newspaper man Steve Bradley's sending over for an interview. Have him come right up.
Yes, sir. I'm coming!
Good evening. Is Mr. Benny in?
Yes, sir, but he's sick in bed.
Oh, that's too bad. You think I could talk to him for a few minutes?
Yes, sir, he's expecting you. You're the newspaper man, aren't you?
Newspaper man? No, my name is Rainey. Lloyd Rainey. I'm from the income tax department.
Uh-oh! Well, Mr. Benny's pretty sick. I don't think he can...
I'll only take a minute of his time.
Yes, sir, right this way. Here's his room. This is Mr. Rainey, boss, from the...
Well, have the gentleman come in.
But, boss, he's... From
the... I know. I've been waiting for him. Come right in, Mr. Rainey.
But, boss...
Rochester, go out and close the door.
Okay, okay.
Well, I'm glad you came over, Mr. Rainey. Sit down.
I'm sorry to see you're indisposed, Mr. Benny.
Yes, the experience was such a shock to my nerves, but not that I mind losing the measly $10,000. You see, I'm still ahead $636,000.
Yes, so I understand. Tell me, Mr. Benny, how did you ever come to bet $85,000 on that horse?
Well, well, you know the old saying, Mr. Rainey, when you've got a hunch... Bet a bunch. Hunt, bunch.
Yes, sir. That was a good. I was as good as Mildred Spears, sir. Oh, yes. I sure knocked him over for a lot of dough. Yes.
Well, Mr. Benny, when you won that $600,000, you certainly stirred up a lot of interest down at the office.
Well, it is a lot of money, but you can tell your readers I'm still the same old Jack Benny.
My reader?
Yes. You're from the United Press, aren't you?
No. No, I'm from the Income Tax Department.
Oh.
Mr. Benny, are you all right?
Yes. Just help me get back in bed.
There you are.
Thanks.
Now to get back to business, Mr. Benny. You understand, of course, that this visit is purely unofficial. We just like to keep abreast of things. And that $600,000 you won is taxable income.
It is? I mean, is it?
Yes, you see, a lot of people are under the false impression that they don't have to declare money won at gambling.
Yeah, but this, you see, this is all a mistake, Mr. Rainey. You see, I didn't really win any money. You know, it was all a publicity stunt, you know. You know, so your trip here really wasn't necessary. You see?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Benny.
Oh, wait a minute, yeah.
Everybody had it on the radio, including Gabriel Heater, Erskine Johnson, Bill Stern.
Yeah, but what do they know? I'm the fellow who won the money. I mean, I'm the fellow who dreamt he won. I dreamt it, you know. It was only a dream, you know.
Ooh. Now, Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny, you can argue all you want.
I know.
But when March 15th comes, you'll have to pay the tax on $646,000.
Well, got it.
Oh, Mr. Benny, it's only money. It isn't as though we were taking your life's blood.
Mr. Rainey, let me be the best judge of that. And besides, I haven't...
Well, have it your own way.
But look...
But down at our office, we use the old saying, Mr. Benny, when you win on a hunch, you gotta pay a bunch.
But Mr. Rainey! Oh, my goodness. All this trouble just because I dreamt I won $646,000. This is all Steve Bradley's fault. Why did Rochester let that man in the house?
Mildred Spears.
Shut up, Polly. It ain't funny now.
Every day evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is drumming a sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, you'll always find me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Navajo Trail.
Hello?
Hello, boss. It's Rochester.
Rochester, where are you?
Next door in Mr. Ronald Coleman's house.
What?
Don't open your mouth. That man in there with you is from the Income Tax Department.
Well, thanks for calling, Rochester, but you're too late.
Well, I tried to warn you, boy.
Warn me? Why did you let him in the house?
I don't know how with men that size.
Rochester, if I told you once, I told you a thousand times. When somebody comes to the house, find out who it is. Get their name. Get their card. Don't let them in till you know who they are.
Jack Benny Show is rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, Marines.
Now, this next program is Jubilee. It's an Armed Forces radio show that features R&B music and hot jazz and so forth for the soldiers in World War II, mainly, and beyond. I said earlier that we have a Jack Benny theme program. Well, we do, because one of the guests on the show this week is Rochester Eddie Anderson. This is from 1945.
One if by land, two if by sea, get on board, cause it's Jubilee! Yes, sir, here's your kicks for this week, all wrapped up in a big package of Jubilee just beamed to you and you and you. Tonight's Torah Technique brings you Barney Bigard, ace clarinetist, the one and only King Cole Trio, Judy Carroll, Benny Carter and his fine band, and the star of the Jack Benny program, Eddie Rochester Anderson. And here to toss his torso, wiggle his waddle, and laminate your larynxes is your master of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Van Smith, and thank you, folks, thank you. Cass, we want you to gather around a little sauce of grade A for some cream to the cream that'll make you homogenized. The first leaks we're going to get in tonight are a few Benny Carter and his band, and here he is, Benny Carter!
Thank you.
thank you. Men, when I say gnat, that don't mean a thing. You might think I was talking about a gnat that was a bug. And when I say king, that don't mean nothing, because that could be any old king at all. But when I say Nat King Cole, you dig me lightly, don't you? Yes, sir, and I ain't running off the lip when I tell you that the next attraction is the King Cole Trio. With Johnny Millie on the bass, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Nat himself on the 88, it's If You Can't Smile and Say Yes, Please Don't Cry and Say No.
Knock me a kiss, you'll never miss when I'm ready to go. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. Squeeze me a squoze in these fine clothes. I love you so. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. When I ask for a date, the answer is no. You don't know what you're saying. Don't you know war's on, everything is ration. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones, 'cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. You're saying, don't you know the war's on, everything's ration. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones, 'cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no, 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 baby. Please don't cry and say no.
Trio. And now, cats. Hello?
Hello, Ernie. This is Rochester.
Say, where are you, Rochester? We've been expecting you over here.
I know, Ernie, but I got tied up on a matter of utmost importance. I was called into consultation on a situation of unparalleled magnitude by high official governmental circles.
No kidding. Who, Rochester?
I'm not at liberty to divulge the information. Military secret.
Oh, Rochester. Oh.
That's right. Wrecked my whole story.
Rochester, I thought you said you were the high official.
Well, she may not be an official, but she sure is high.
I'm ashamed of you, Rochester. All you think of is wine, women, and song.
Who's singing?
Never mind, you get right over here as fast as you can.
Okay, Ernie, goodbye.
I don't know what to do with that boy. Now, it behooves me as a big fat behoover to bring on a gate who's one of your favorites. This man has got so much technique on clarinet that they can't make an instrument fast enough for him. Naturally, you know who I mean, Barnaby Guard. And here he is with Benny Carter's orchestra, giving out with his composition of Elabouge Blues. Barney, we all know that Elabouge is Jubilee spelled backwards, but you be sure and play it frontwards. Time to come in.
Well, here I am.
Well, you sure took your time, Rochester, especially for a fellow who said he had something important to tell me. What is the big news?
Well, Ernie, I'm thinking of leaving Mr. Benny and opening up a business of my own.
Boy, when Mr. Benny hears that, he'll tear his hair out.
If he does, believe me, he'll feel no pain.
Well, what do you want with your own business, Rochester? I thought Mr. Benny paid you very handsome money.
Yeah, but I like that ugly kind that folds.
Oh. Well, what kind of business are you going into?
Well, Ernie, do you like thick, juicy steaks?
Man, I sure do.
Great, big, beautiful slabs of roast beef?
I say.
All the lamb chops you can eat?
Oh, brother, do I?
Ernie, I think I can help you.
You gonna open up a butcher shop?
A reducing parlor.
A reducing parlor?
That's right. I call it the Central Avenue Accentuate the Positive, Eliminate the Negative, and Mess Around with Everything in Between Reducing Establishment.
Well, all this talk about reducing is very interesting, Rochester. But why come to me about it?
Mr. Whitman, the answer is as plain as a stomach on your stomach.
Uh-oh. Now, hold on, Rochester. Are you implying that I am plump? Why, I have the kind of figure that they sing about.
Yeah, and I know the song, too. One meatball!
Well, I don't like to admit this, but maybe I should take off a few pounds. What do you suggest for me, Rochester? Massage?
I think your best bet would be demolition. Then, of course, you could take our steam cabinet treatment.
Yeah.
We got the most powerful steam cabinet in the world.
Really?
Yeah, we tried it out on the dog the other day, and 10 minutes he went from poodle to puddle.
Well, I don't think that's for me, but haven't you got any masseurs down at your place?
Oh, sure. We can give you 3 different types of masseur treatment.
3 different types, eh?
There's the ouch, that hurts type. There's the oh, you're killing me type. Then there's the oh type. Now, which would you prefer, Ernie?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take the you lay your hand on me and I'll scream for the police type.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any business here. So long, Ernie. I'm going over to Lena Horn's house and try to get her down to the massage parlor.
Well, Lena don't have to reduce Rochester. What are you going to massage her for?
Don't worry. I'll think of something. Goodbye.
Comes a time in the affairs of men when they feel the need of some pulsating fortitude. So here's just what Dr. Jai prescribed. And with open arms and a twinkle in my big fat eye, I'm glad to welcome to the gift of the blues, Judy Carroll.
welcome to Jubilee, sweetie pie.
Thanks, Ernie, but you'd better be careful of that sweet talk.
Oh.
A certain fella I know at APO 980 just might be listening. Might not like it either.
So what? Is he bigger than me?
Of course not. That's impossible.
Oh.
But I would like to dedicate my song to this fella. Is that okay?
Well, is he a Latchstone Jackson?
He ain't a four-cornered square.
Well, is he solid potato salad?
He ain't a beat-up artichoke.
Is he a groovy Louie?
Man, he's a rover who crossed over to the swinging side of the street.
Considered dedicated. What's it going to be?
Play me the blues with Benny Carter at the Jam Jar.
Oh. A six-hour pass. Well, men, when we got all through tonight, I don't want to see any cablegrams from any of you saying, what's your idea of doing a Jubilee and Nat Cole only playing one number? So just to keep everything straight, I'm going to ask the boys to braid another hymn on your frayed lapels. What's it going to be this time, Nat?
Well, Ernie, here's a little medley the folks seem to like. We're coming at you with an arrangement of a little tune entitled Miss Thing and followed up with a little ditty entitled Sunny Side of the Street.
Well, Nat, go right ahead and knock it at us.
your coat and your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to sunshine side of the street. Can't you hear the pity-pat of the happy little tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on sunshine side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. I'm not afraid, because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. For never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. With gold dust at my feet on the sunshine side of the street. Grab your hat, your coat, your vest and cane. Leave your worries on the doorstep, going by and by. Just direct your feet to the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, the rat-a-tat of the happy tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. I am not afraid, cause my worries are over and the road's crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller and we'll constantly be mellow. Gold is at our feet on the side of the street that's sunny.
Thank you, King Cole Trio. Well, about 30 minutes ago, we started to approach the point in the program at which we have now arrived. In other words, a conclusion has been reached, and we shall deal with it in a rooty manner. Benny, you got a word for the congregation?
Well, Ernie, it's always a thrill to be here on Jubilee, knocking them out for the boys, and here's something on the bright side to top off the session.
Well, turn up that flame, hot foot us, Benny, hot foot us. Carter and Min, thank you. Well, that leaves us with nothing left but cracklings. But I hope there was enough for everybody. While they're mopping up Hawthorn Hall, we just have time to say thanks to Barney Bigood, Judy Carroll, King Cole and his trio, Benny Carter and his orchestra, and my son, Rochester. Meanwhile, this is Ernie, not all the budgets are in Belgium, Whitman saying, from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.